you're probably aware that different continents shuffle around, some slowly colliding, while others pull away. And you may also probably know that this is the process that leads to the production of mountain ranges and can lead to devastating earthquakes. But you may not have realised that this same process might have been responsible for a global shift in temperature, plunging us into an ice age. Now, to find out more, we're joined by Dennis Kent, who's over at Rutgers University in the US. So, hello, Dennis.
Hello.
How's things over in the US?
Oh, very, not too bad, climate-wise. Weather-wise, it's cold.
Excellent. Now let's talk about some of these climate changes. Tell us very briefly how the climate has changed over, say, the past 100 million years.
Well, over the last 100 million years, it started out being very warm, and there was a transition about 35 million years ago to development of ice sheets, first in Antarctica and later, more recently, in the last few million years, the ice sheet in Greenland, and every now and then during this current ice age, enveloping some parts of Scandinavia, Great Britain, of course, much of North America.
So we're actually kind of in an ice age now, technically.
Most definitely.
Okay, most definitely, as well as technically. And now, looking back again, sort of over 100 million years ago, what did the world look like? Well, the continents weren't in the shape that we know them today.
Oh, the continents were in quite different places, and even prior to 100 million years ago, they were lumped together in we call Pangaea, a giant landmass that extended virtually from pole to pole. And that rifted apart starting about 180 million years ago. And at about 100 million years ago, the continents were quite well dispersed and then started the process from dispersion into collision. And so over the last 50 million years, 100 to 50 million years, the continents were recoalescing in part.
So we've established that, you know, the continents kind of drifted apart and now they're drifting back together and crunching together. But how is this related to climate change? Surely it's just, you know, continents crashing into each other. How can that affect the climate?
Well, the mechanism that we've been thinking about is looking at sources of CO2 and assuming that the long-term changes in climate are due to different levels of CO2 in our atmosphere. And some of the main sources of CO2 is ocean spreading ridges, and then also in so-called subduction zones where the ocean floor is being subsumed. Our idea is that the amount of CO2 produced in ocean ridges stays more or less constant, kind of a background level, but the main variation in CO2 production is in subduction zones, and it's in those zones, it's the character of the sediment that enters into them.
So one of the areas you've studied is basically where India has kind of crunched into Asia. What do you think's going on there?
That's a critical area because for two reasons. One, it was a place where several thousands of oceanic crust was subducted under Asia, as India made its migration from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere. And importantly, the ocean crust that was being subducted had to go under the equatorial belt, which was a locus of carbonate production by microorganisms like foraminifera and coccolus living in the water column. And preferentially being along the equator where it's warm, and there's also nutrients from upwelling waters. And they dropped down onto the ocean floor, and then were subducted. And it's this decarbonation in the high temperatures and pressures of a subduction zone that released CO2, and that then caused a warmer climate until that factory shut down.
So the idea is there's all these little sort of plankton and things on the seabed that are then getting squished up and releasing their CO2 into the atmosphere. Would that have really been enough to cause a massive global climate change, sort of the end of the last ice age?
Well, actually, that was what was sustaining and making the climate warmer. And it was the absence of that that I think contributed to a shift in CO2 levels in the atmosphere to lower values as it equilibrated with lower amounts of CO2 being injected into it. And so this was the time at which India collided with India. Sorry, India collided with Asia, of course, is when the factory shut down. And that happened 50 million years ago. And it's at precisely this time that the climate, the world's climate started to deteriorate.
And so is this kind of process still happening today? Is there another region that we think might start releasing lots of CO2 and could again change the climate?
Well, eventually, but right now there's very little carbonate sediment that's being subducted, just under Central America, actually. And so the amount of CO2 from this source, at least, is not has not really not really increased, nor does it look like there's a prospect of it increasing any time in the near future.
And what kind of things are you and your group looking at the moment? Where do you go next, now you've discovered that probably this crunching of India into Asia has released CO2? What more are you doing to understand the process?
What led up to it is occupying a little bit of our time, because over the Cretaceous, or this period about 100 million years ago until the essentially factory stops at 50 million years, there's some the Cretaceous had climates that were arguably even warmer than the Eocene. 50 million years ago, until the crunch. So we're looking more detail at how much carbonate sediment was subducted then. It's one of these odd coincidences, or perhaps there's some other reason, that the development of microorganisms that live in the upper water column that secrete calcium carbonate actually became prolific at about the time that India started moving north. So this it's this kind of a unique circumstance that contributed to the very warm climates in the from the 100 to 50 million year interval.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. Well, thank you very much. That's Dennis Kent from Rutgers University in the US explaining how continental collisions can cause a change in the amount of CO2 from the seabed released into the atmosphere. And then when it stops, it leads to the ice age that we are now in.
Laying the facts bare.
I say.
The Naked Scientists.